Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Once again, you've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guests today have grown a considerable following in the U.S. with their intricate folk-influenced songs. Their latest album is called Little Wind. Please welcome Caroline Smith with Jesse Schuster of the Goodnight Sleeps.
Every new day that makes me crumble further, degrading. I am losing myself. Dreaming of you, I'm dreaming of you, I'm dreaming of the last time I saw your face. When it disappeared from the staircase, you were so pleased with yourself. But I tried kiss your cheek when we hugged goodbye. And I tried, but the lack of height made me kiss your neck instead. Whoa, 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 whoa. After the street signs got hazy, I stumbled the streets, I was fading, trying to act like I wasn't steep, like I wasn't steep. Oh, our backs against the glass, the taxi cabs and unpaid tabs. It's hard to act like I'm asleep, like I'm asleep. I tried to fight the morning light, but it poured through your open door. And I tried, oh, and I tried to keep my eyes closed for good, but I opened them before you did. Before you did, before you did, oh, before you did, oh, before, before. Our backs against the glass, the taxi cabs and unpaid tabs. It's hard to act like I'm asleep, like I'm asleep, I'm falling asleep. I'm falling asleep, I'm falling, I am falling, falling, falling out of you, I am falling out of you, I am falling out of you, I am falling out of you.
We are so happy to have Caroline Smith on the stage with Jesse Schuster. Back on our stage, Caroline, it's been a couple of years since you've graced us here with your talent. Thank you for coming back. And you were just returned from the East Coast, mm-hmm. out in New York City, as I understand it, a couple weeks concentrating on your songwriting.
Uh-huh. I went out for 3 weeks and sublet an apartment in East Harlem and finished writing for our new record that we're going to record next month.
Why did you feel East Harlem was the place the muse was going to find you?
East Harlem is the most affordable place in Manhattan, so it wasn't necessarily a muse. It was more of like a financial thing.
Why New York, though?
New York, I have... I mean, if you've been to New York, then you know it's a very inspiring place, and it's a wonderful place to meet people and see music every night, and it's also just my favorite place in the world, so...
As it turns out, at the end of your stay this time, you experienced Hurricane Sandy.
A hurricane,
and you were on the island, on Manhattan,
yes,
when that passed over. What was that like for you?
I have an uncle that lives in the Upper East Side, and everything was getting shut down, and they shut the metro down before, like the day before the storm, and my uncle's like, yeah, let's not have you stuck up on 107th in Lexington. So I went down downtown a ways and stayed with him and like camped out in his apartment for like 3 days. And it was crazy. There was no, I mean, New York is based around public transportation. It was all shut down. So it was like a ghost town. It was bizarre.
Yeah.
So weird. And the bridges were shut down to all the boroughs. So there was like nobody on the street.
Did you see any of the actual storm? Were you out during any of it?
Luckily, my uncle's apartment building is like cradled by huge buildings, so we didn't really feel like the 90 mile an hour winds going on. But FDR Drive is just like down the street, which is like a big on ramp and off ramp into the city, and it was completely flooded. So that was kind of kooky.
We're happy that you're back in the Midwest, safe and sound.
Yes.
To your home. I want to talk a little bit about your songwriting later, but let's go back to music. I want to mention that you're here in connection with the Iowa City Song Project. It's a celebration of the Englert Theater, the 100th anniversary of the Englert Theater, commissioning, what, 30 songwriters?
Some
incredible number.
Amount, yeah.
And you are one of them. Later on in the hour, we'll hear your original music that is composed for the Iowa City Song Project. But let's go back to music, and we will chat a little bit later. Caroline Smith with us of the band The Good Night Sleeps. Mm-hmm. Today with Jesse Schuster of The Good Night Sleeps. What do you got for us next?
This is an older song called Clench My Teeth. I woke up last night to the sound of your cries after six different states. I still wake up. I woke up last night as hard as I tried after six different names. You are what comes up.
You say I clench my teeth too much.
keep squeezing, babe. Just don't give up.
Thank you. That was off our first record, Backyard Tent Set. And this song is called Calliope, and it's off our second record, Little Wind.
When the cold breeze goes, I'll be looking for my name in the bright lights. When the monster crawls, I'll be waiting for my bones to feed an appetite. When the bottom drops out, that's when I begin to lose it. Boarding up the door, spilt the water on the floor, so I can use it, so I can use it. Now the big boys know how we fight and types like to make a song hit, make it hit hard in the blow. Move your knees to the beat until you're into it. When the bottom drops out, that's when I begin to lose it. And under Calio, and beneath the patio is where I'm looking. It's where I'm looking. And now, and waiting for you, I've been waiting for you, boy. Waiting for you, I've been waiting for you, boy. Waiting for you, I've been waiting for you, boy. I'll be looking for my name in the bright lights. When the monster crawls, I'll be waiting for my bones. I'll be waiting for you. I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting for you, boy. Waiting for you. I've been waiting for you, boy. Waiting for you. I've been waiting for you, boy.
A newer song, actually. We've been kind of writing more, or I've been writing more like soul kind of based songs, and it's been really fun. So this is a product of that. It's called Child of Moving On.
I thought I forgot you, I thought I forgot. way that you looked at me. But you got it all when you left me behind, when you let me go. But now I'm back here to let you know that what you did ain't something I can let go of. And I am a child of more and all. And honey, I swore no more prayers, no more prayers and no more songs. I had to give it up, 'cause you had the style. I'll give you that, you had the eyes. I'll give you that, you had it all. But now it's gone, now it's gone, now it's gone. And I went out right with it, baby. And every day you call, and every day you pick up your phone, it is killing me. 'Cause I am the child of moving on, moving on. I am a kind of a child that is giving you the benefit of a doubt. The kind of a child that is roughing and sitting on down here and working it all out with the kind that is building a wall and catching your fall. And after all, it's clear that there's something good here. And I am a child moving on.
Singer-songwriter Ben Schmidt joining us live in studio.
I'm Karen Impola, and we've got live music from The Ponds.
Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio.
Adding Iowa's talent to a world of music. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
Original music there by Caroline Smith. Jesse Schuster on the stage in the stand-up bass there. And I'm going to go back to music after I talk. Jesse's got some adjustments to do down there.
I'm back.
He's back, okay. turn that big bass over to do something with it. Was there a problem with that, Jesse?
Well, nope, not really.
Okay, good. Nothing worth talking about,
nothing
I'm
guessing. Nothing worth mentioning.
Okay. Let me ask you, Caroline, about your songwriting, because I understand you started songwriting at the age of
12.
How did that start? Was that you with a guitar in your bedroom or something?
Yeah, it was just really fun. You know, like you hit that age where any like facet you can use to be angsty is like so
to be angsty.
Effective. Yeah. Yes, so super angsty. Like, oh, I started listening to Jewel, and I was like, I want to have problems with this world. And then I listened to punk rock, and I was like, I want to be angry with the world.
Yeah.
You know, okay. I think most angsty feelings are manufactured. My little sister, like, her Twitter, she's 17, she's like, I hate my life. And I'm like, aw, cute. I remember when I hated my life, too.
How has the songwriting changed for you since those early days in your teens with your songs? Let me say it this way. What is your goal now with songwriting? What are you trying to push? You had a song there that you went in a more soulful direction. Mm-hmm. Some of your songs sound folky. Some sound very jazzy. Do you have a goal?
I think just staying honest. Whatever. I mean, writing songs like Jewel when I was 13, that was honest to me. That was like what I wanted to do. Writing punk rock songs when I was 15, that was honest. That's like what I wanted to do. And now I'm 24 and writing soul music. That's just what is coming out of me right now. And I think that's important, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Let's get back to more of this, for us, very satisfying music. Caroline Smith with us. Find out more about Caroline and her band, The Goodnight Sleeps, at the website, thegoodnightsleeps.com. Any other websites to mention?
Our Facebook.
Okay. Take us back. What do you got for us next, Caroline?
We're going to try a new one that we practiced last night. I wrote this when I was in New York. And so I guess he wants to play it now because it kind of fits with what we were just talking about. But we just learned it last night. We played it like 3 times.
Into you, boy, like I thought nothing else. You see, I keep falling, falling too fast. See, I met no other man who had the same hands. Work them from day until night. Work them from holding me to picking fights. Fits of rage coming to my face like nothing I have ever known. But fits of rage was something I could deal without, so I had to let him go. Oh, you got to move on. You got to let. With the long hair, one of those artist types, probably the finest man I'll have ever in my lifetime. See, I met no other man who had the same style, but now I know it's impossible to look that good and still have a life. Up in the mirror, checking out himself when he should have been. In a mirror, checking out this woman waiting for him right in front of him. Oh, oh, you gotta move on. You gotta.
Thank you. That's a sassier one. Just in case I forget the words, we're going to play the song we wrote for the Iowa City compilation. Jesse and I did a duo tour this summer, and Andre Perry, the mayor of Iowa City music scene, he asked me to do this Iowa City song compilation for months before I was supposed to turn it in, and the week we're driving the day before to Iowa City to go record, I'm like, okay, I gotta write this song. But that's always kind of fun, because that's when you get really honest songs that you don't have time to overthink. And this was one that Jesse wrote the guitar part for, and we ended up really liking this song. So we had to write a song about Iowa City. I didn't know what to write about, but I know that Iowa City's claimed writing fame is that Kurt Vonnegut taught at the school. So I kind of played off that. So this is a song about Kurt Vonnegut. There is a piece of the American dream that's packed up on an airplane and shipped off to the fields. But when the lawlessness ceases and the pulse of it stops, this horse jumps all the fences into Iowa. So on and so forth, and so it goes. So on and so forth, and so it goes. And somehow a steamboat, a boy latched onto a man who rode for a nation, a veteran. Extraterrestrial and a cigarette keep blurring the lines of what's a life and what's a death. So on and so forth, and so it goes. So on and so forth, and so it goes. So the calloused old soldier with his cynical pen left us by way of a time warp, but we'll see you again. So go on home to the shade of the trees. The birds are calling you and singing pooty tweet. So on and
so forth. And so it goes, so on and so forth. And so it goes, so on and so far. And so it so it goes.
Thank you. This is an older song called Tying My Shoes.
Say that I'm never too keen to leave this place. You say that you never wanted to hit me in the face more than right now, ever before. But can't you see that I'm casting lines out to catches who can swallow my presence and pretend that they know what I know. So you're going to town, have to open my mouth and empty the contents onto the floor. But if I'm ever supposed to, as you say, get out, then I'm only several inches from the door. La da da do, la da da do, da do do, oh oh oh, la da da oh. Hurry, hurry. You say, as I'm tying my shoes, but your hands are nervous and messed up if they were tying your shoes, and you slip up and had to start new. Well, I would never say hurry up to you, but I won't open my mouth or get mad about it, 'cause that's just something that I wouldn't do. But you got to open your mouth as you're 80 to town and empty the contents onto the floor. But if I'm ever supposed to, as you say, get out, then I'm only several inches from the door.
Thank you. This is another old song. This is called Grizzly Bear. And when we kissed,
Your eyes will roll up a bigger part of a wilderness left uncertain. And the bottles drain underground from the spot that they lay. And we knew all it. And we knew all. And the digits crept wallowed and hid down the windowsill. The backyard tent set was broken, and we knew it. You're from South Dakota, where the winters are spring, but the springtime is dead. So the summer nights are spent restless in bed. And out in the courtyard, we'd sing with the birds, sprawled out on the benches and off on the arbats. It's what we rehearsed. Ba, 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 ba. So I looked up the treetops, they drowned out the emptiness that we felt. Come on, that we felt it. You're from the south shores of Jersey, where the winters are spring, but the springtime is dead. So the summer nights are spent restless in bed. And out in the courtyard, we'd sing with the birds, sprawled out on the benches and off onto our backs. It's what we rehearsed. Bum, 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 bum. Bum 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 bum.
Thank you.
I'm Bob Doerr, driving the Blues Bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Sinnott. Time now for our live set from the Iowa
Band. Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
This is Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer, and we have the good fortune of having Caroline Smith back on our stage. It's been approximately 2 years. Absence. She's on our stage along with Jesse Schuster of the Goodnight Sleeps. Find out more about the band and this original music that is so appealing at thegoodnightsleeps.com. Caroline would love you to like her on Facebook.
Yes.
We'll repeat that as well.
I'd love you to like me.
And you were writing songs, your little hiatus in on Manhattan,
mm-hmm.
To write songs for an upcoming album.
Mm-hmm.
Have you satisfied with your songwriting? What happens so far?
I'm really excited to get in the studio. Yeah. Super excited.
Can you give us an idea of how it will be different than your previous work?
I think it's just a little bit more mature. I think I'm really enjoying writing songs from like a woman's perspective. For the first time, I actually feel like, I mean, I always like acted like I was older woman or whatever when I was younger, but now I actually feel like a 24-year-old woman. It's really fun to write songs in that perspective.
It's coming easy for you.
I wouldn't say easy. It's still a lot of work, but it's really satisfying.
Very good. This is Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio. We specialize in fresh brew performances by homegrown and nationally known artists. Been doing it since 2001. Most often, our shows are recorded Friday afternoons at the Java House in downtown Iowa City, but we do get around to the other parts of the state. If you'd like to find out more about our broadcasts and our events, perhaps you'd like to attend, go to iowapublicradio.org. Let's turn it over to Caroline and Jesse. What do you got next for us?
Okay. Here's another new one. It's called Half About Being a Woman. Tell me to stay. Tell me to stay. Tell me to stay. Tell me to stay. My engine is running. I'm shaking in my shoes. I'm wondering what I'm gonna do when you leave me, when you slip out of my car, saying I'm strong, that this is what I want. Could you do me one small thing, read my mind, and do what's right? Tell me to stay. Tell me to stay. Tell me to stay. Tell me to stay. What if leaving's all good when you're a confident man before a girl like me who's doing the best that I can to not slip up, to not spit out the words that are all bundled up in my mouth? What about me? About me, it turns you on. Am I what you want? Either it's right or it's not. So I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. See, I'm gonna go. And I won't. Tell you to stay. No, 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 I won't tell you to stay. No, I won't tell you to close the doors and take off my clothes. Lay me down on the bed with your hand nestled under my head. No, I won't tell you to give in or to feel how I feel, 'cause tonight we're doing it your way, and this is your deal. Oh, and everything you want, you got, that feels good. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. Being a woman is half about being wrong. The other half led me to be singing this song. Thank you. Thank you. Now, honey, you better sit down and look around, 'cause you must have bumped your head. And I love you enough to talk some sense back into your baby, 'cause I'd hate to see you come home and me and the kid and the dog is gone. So check my credentials, 'cause I give you everything you want and I give you everything you need. Even your friends say I'm a good woman, so why? Why don't you love me? Tell me, baby, why don't you love me? When I make me so damn easy to love it. And why don't you need me? Tell me, baby, why don't you need me? When I make me so damn easy to need it. I got beauty, I got class, I got style and I got ass. Hey, but you don't need me. That. Oh, and I put money in my bank account. Don't have to ask no one to help me out. You don't even notice that. No, why don't you love me? Tell me, baby, why don't you love me when I make me so damn easy to love? No, why don't you need me? Tell me, baby, why don't you need me when I make me so damn easy to need? Oh, I got beauty, I got heart, I keep my head in the books, I'm sharp. Hey, but you don't even know I'm smart. No, I'm smart. Hey, I got moves in your bedroom to keep you happy with the nasty things I do. But you don't seem to be in tune. No, no, no. Oh, oh, oh. No, why don't you love me? Tell me, baby, why don't you love me when I make me so damn easy to love? Oh, oh, oh. No, why don't you need me? Tell me, baby, why don't you need me when I make me so damn easy to need? Oh, oh, oh. There's nothing not to love about me, no. There's nothing not to love about me. I'm lovely. Oh, there's nothing not to need about me. There's nothing not to need about me. Just not the one, or maybe you just play. Dumb.
Caroline Smith there with a Beyonce cover. We didn't talk about what inspires your songwriting. Where do you get these ideas? Are they ideas that come into your head? Are they based on events or people, encounters?
For my first record, I just wrote about boys, boys, boys. And I say boys because they weren't men. They were like boys. And then the second record, I was less boy crazy, more like trying to like find who I was. And those, to me, those sound like a lot of transitional songs. And then these new songs, I kind of just, like I was saying, I like writing from like a women's perspective. And I'm like kind of like the friend that all my girlfriends go to for advice. Like you have mm-hmm. one of those in every group of right. girlfriends. Like, you know
you're
what I mean?
You're a good listener. Right? You're a good listener.
I'm a good listener and I give advice. So I just started like writing songs more of like coming from like the advice side of things. I was like, you just live with me and let me live vicariously through your drama, write songs about it in.
want to thank a couple people, then have you and Jesse take us out with a couple more tunes, if you could do us that favor. I want to thank our on-site sound engineer, Jim Davies, our technical producer, Phil Moss, and our assistant producer, Kendall McCabe. This is Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. We specialize in fresh brewed performances by homegrown and nationally known artists, and we've been doing it since 2001. Most of our shows are recorded at the Java House Friday afternoons. We do get around to the other parts of the state. Find out more about Caroline Smith and the Good Night Sleeps by going to thegoodnightsleeps.com. Find out where they'll be playing in the future. Let's thank Caroline Smith and Jesse Schuster one more time.
Thank you guys so much.
I am 21, and I am golden. Gay. My hands aren't married yet, but my brother sings in his sleep. Bring her home to you, Lord, bring her home. And the silent wind cradles a field of grain where my father sweat knee deep with his plow. And he's humming a daughter's worth is more than this. My daughter's worth is more. Lace your leather tie. I am taking you to the eagle's nest tonight. So bind up the French doors and lace your leather tie. I am taking you to the eagle's nest tonight. So bind up the French doors and lace your leather tight. I am taking you to the eagle's nest tonight. So bind up the French doors and lace your leather tight. I am taking you to the eagle's nest tonight, singing a mother's word is more than this. My mother's word is more. It is more.
Thank you.
People move on every day. People move on every day. People keep moving, so my friends say, but that don't change the fact that you've gone away. Men go to work in business suits. Women go in skirts and leather shoes. But they just keep a bidding till something's gotta change. But you kept my steps a-changing every day. So darling boy, my darling light, now I'm stuck without you waking me up. And it's rough just to think that you won't be a pushing and waiting for me to open my eyes while I'm praying and hoping that you'll fall back asleep. And gas prices keep rising more and more. Gas prices keep rising more and more. But gas don't mean a thing if it's cheap or if it's cool. If I'm not using that gas to drive to you. And I promise now I'm trying not to smoke. I promise now I'm trying not to smoke. Cause those cigarettes will kill me, but tell me what's the use to quit smoking just to live without you.